We're going to have five folks just say some words of welcome. Four people say words of welcome to Gary, and then Gary is going to say something himself. And we're going to start with David Bruce, who's, as I said, the General Secretary of the Council of Mission in Ireland.
Spontaneous outbursts of applause are appropriate, and so what is the home mission? For those of you who have absolutely no idea, a sentence on that. Within the Presbyterian family, there are about 540 congregations, and they're spread all over this island. Although, for historical reasons, and you'll all know this, they tend to be concentrated, the top right-hand corner. The home mission is a way of the Presbyterian Church recognizing that there are opportunities for mission that are a bit different, either because congregations are geographically far distant from their neighbors, and that obviously tends to be here in the Republic where Presbyterians are fewer, but also in places where, for in the New Ireland, new opportunities have opened up that maybe weren't there before. And Greystones is one place like that. And so some years ago, we took a decision centrally as a denomination that we would put some extra resources in here and enable Greystones to have a minister of its own, not share a minister with other congregations. And God has blessed that decision, we believe, and it's been wonderful to see how this church has begun to grow. And indeed, that's a story, I think, that's repeated in other parts of the country as well. It's been wonderful to see what God has been doing. And lots of new people finding their way into our churches, very few of them from a Presbyterian background. Indeed, many of them not from an Irish background. Lots of internationals coming to be part of our churches in different parts of this country. So that's what the home mission is. There are 72 congregations within the home mission, and we try to give them a leg up and a bit of encouragement as they seek to do their work. So Gary, welcome to that particular unique family within Presbyterianism. Delighted to have you with us as a minister of the church and as part of this particular section of it. Thank you to everybody who participated in the service. I was moved at various points, not least with Deborah's unexpected song at the end. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? There's a girl who's inherited the talents of her dad and more, perhaps, as well. I'm not saying she's better than you, Gary. But there's no way you could have done that. So, as I say, welcome, and we will continue to do all we can to help Gary settle in and support him and Don as they map out the pathway ahead, and we'll be doing some talking and chatting and praying and considering as the time goes by. But may the Lord bless you as you begin this new adventure.
Gary has been finishing the last part of his training as a minister in a church in Belfast. It's in the sort of student area near Queens in Belfast called Fisherwick Presbyterian. Its minister is Michael Anderson, who was actually a minister not far from here for a long time in Arklow. And Michael is going to come and say a couple of things.
Joking with Gary there that we're studying Proverbs at the minute, and my favourite one is wounds from a friend are better than kisses from an enemy, but no. I've only good things to say. I want to say on behalf of Fisherwick a huge thank you to you, Gary, and to you, Don, and to Bethany and Deborah and Tom, and just for all that you've contributed to the life of our congregation over the last few years. I could go on forever, but it's testimony to you guys how many people from the church are here today. So on behalf of everybody from Fisherwick, thank you. And this is also a really very, very happy day for me too, because, you know, this part of Ireland has been a big part of our lives as a family for the last 7 years and continues to be so. And I firmly believe that this is a match made in heaven, not least that we prayed for this day for months before the interview came along, and we encouraged Gary to think about possibility of grey stones. So I think this is a match definitely made in heaven. I think the gifts that Gary and Dawn have between them will fit very well in this part of the country and in this congregation, and we are very excited to see how God will use all of you, because this is a team. They will need you to get behind them and support them. And certainly we will continue to do that in Fishawick. We're going to borrow Gary for one Sunday in October or September, if that's okay. He's going part of being Presbyterian is we're all in this together, so... So Gary and Donna are going to come up and tell us how they're getting on, etc., etc., in September, October, as part of our sort of harvest stroke United Appeal Sunday. I'm also delighted, and I have to thank Greystones for this too, because your previous VIP worker, John O'Donnell, and his lovely wife, Sarah, they are coming to Fisherwick to take up Gary and Dawn's place in June. So there's a bit of a family feel to this. And also, can I just encourage you to continue to pray for Arklow, one of your near neighbours, that God may open a door for them and provide the right person with the right gifts for them. I just want to leave you with a verse, Gary and Dawn. With your move, Will has already, I suppose, and will continue to be a bit of, you know, some costs, and you will know those better than anybody else. But as with those costs comes some great promises. And Jesus says this. He said, I tell you the truth, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, and with them persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. God bless you.
As far as I know, before Gary entered ministry, training to be a minister, he worked at a church, but not as a minister, as a musical, was it musical director? Or just general all-round good guy, really. And at a church called Ballygilbert. And it's also in Northern Ireland, in some townland that I don't know where it is. And Roy Patton was the minister there, and he's going to come and say something.
Gary and Dawn and friends, it's a great joy to be here with you today, and there are lots of people here from Ballygilbert as well. Andy, in introducing me, you were not sure what Gary actually did at Ballygilbert, and we were always thinking about that question as well, what he actually did. But in fact, the truth is that he did all kinds of things. And he worked with us for 15 and a half years or so. And so I think that I am fairly well qualified to tell the people in Greystones what this man is really like. Now, you already know that he's a big man, and he's got a big laugh, because you will always hear Gary before you see him. You'll always hear him. But he's more than a big guy physically with a big voice. He's a guy with a really big, big heart. A big heart for people. And he will live out what Chris has been talking about loving other people. Because over those 15 and a half years, Gary, that was very clear, the love that you had for the people around you of all ages and of all backgrounds. You're also a guy big in faith in the Lord, believing and looking to God to do great things. And I know that as you and Dawn come here to Greystones, that you will come with that heart of faith, looking to all that God will do in and through you. Also big in your love for the Lord. Do you love Jesus, you were asked. Well, folks in Greystones, I can tell you very clearly about Gary and Dawn McDowell. This very simple truth is that they do love Jesus. And because they love Jesus, and because you will matter to them, then they will serve you as they serve their Lord with heart and mind and soul and strength. Gary and Dawn, along with Thomas and Deborah and Bethany, I want to assure you of our continuing prayers. You will be upheld in Ballygilbert and by all your friends there. Last week, I sent you a letter. I hope you received it. And in that letter, I also included some words of blessing, and I want to use them now. Gary and Dawn, in the name of Jesus Christ, our good high priest, who in mercy has chosen us to be his people, and to be a royal priesthood, and has called us out of darkness into his glorious light, in the name of Jesus, we pronounce a blessing upon you, Gary and Dawn. The Lord now bless you and make his face shine upon you, make you radiant. The Lord be gracious to you and give you peace. May you experience his presence and his purpose working through your life. Through the power and grace in Jesus' name, we now bless you, Dawn, because you have so much blessed us in days gone by. And Gary, we bless you, for you have greatly blessed us as well. And we pray that together you may know God's blessing in the days to come. God bless you.
Although we ministers sometimes like to forget it, Presbyterian churches are not led only by ministers, but by elders. And the church that I'm a minister in, we've just elected for the first time. It's a new church, elders, and one of them, there's five of them, is a man called Darren Egan. He's a man from this church here. His dad happens to be an elder here at this church. He's not just an elder, but he's the chief bottle washer elder. He's called Brian, and Brian is going to come and say some things.
Everybody. This is interesting because this service today is all about Greystones Presbyterian Church. And I am the first person from this church who said anything today. Hopefully it was worth the wait, but that'll depend. Well, listen, firstly, on behalf of the Presbyterian Church in Greystones, may I welcome you all to this ordination, installation, and induction service for Mr. Gary McDowell. Many of you have travelled a distance to get here, and it is a testimony to the regard in which you all hold Gary and Dawn that our church is bulging at the seams. Either that, or you're just making sure he's not going to be with you guys. No, sorry, that's not right. To those of you who are watching in our hall, we hope that you feel involved and are sharing in the excitement of this day. So to that end, will you say a loud hello to us so that we can hear you? And our response here is a loud hello back. Hello! Perfect. Thank you to all the dignitaries arrayed before you for your support and for those participating. We appreciate your contributions. Some of the local clergy have also joined us, together with Tom Fortune, chairperson of Wicklow County Council. Is that right? No. Yeah, okay, fine, close. Chairperson anyway. Bigwig has a chain. Must be good. Sorry, I'm pulling it now, aren't I? To all who have helped to make this day what it is, we salute you. Musicians, singers, flower arrangers, food providers, food eaters, chair handlers, welcomers, those standing, those sitting, organizers, committee members, furniture movers, washer-uppers, cleaners, participators, non-participators, etc. I could go on, but I just did, didn't I? Sorry about that. Now, a bit more serious, I have a letter here which was received during the week from Reverend David Montgomery, who was our previous incumbent. So, Monty, as he was known, has said this. Dear Brian, and he's addressing you, really, it was great joy that we heard of the call that had been issued to Gary McDowell, or McDowell, we never know which, to be minister of Greystones Presbyterian Church. We have no doubt that Gary's gifts, personality and integrity will serve the congregation well in the coming years. He and Dawn will be a wonderful asset to the town of Greystones and to the work of God's kingdom there. I am sure the congregation will support them wholeheartedly and they will find Greystones as wonderful a place to live and work as we did. Love and best wishes to them and to all the folks gathered there today who we still miss greatly, Monty and Gwen. During our vacancy, Reverend Chris Kennedy was our convener, convener of our vacancy, and our very grateful thanks to you for looking after us so well, despite the added burden of being moderator of Dublin Presbyterian, Dublin and Munster Presbytery, and laterally having to look after Bray Presbyterian Church as well as your own church in Dunleary. So well done. Thank you for all of that. The lion's share of the preaching during the vacancy has been undertaken by the Reverend Terry Price, and we could not have asked for a more enthusiastic and committed Christian. On his last Sunday, just 2 weeks ago, Terry said that he was privileged to have been part of our survival. No, that's my word, not his. But Terry, it was Greystones who were privileged, and for that we are very grateful to you and thankful to God for sending you. Thank you. To all of Gary's family, you are very welcome indeed, and you have all travelled a distance, some from England, some from the wee north. Did I get that right? No, okay. But your presence with us today is really special, both to us, but particularly to Gary. To Thomas and Lauren, Bethany and Deborah, a massive hello to you, and welcome to Greystones. Thomas and his wife Lauren live in Newcastle upon Tyne. Bethany also lives in that part of the world and is in college, while Deborah is completing her secondary education at Belfast. Didn't she sing and play so brilliantly? Yeah. It'll be a great pleasure getting to know you all in the course of time. A special word for Dawn, as she embraces the challenges of having two homes, a scattered family, even more so now, a husband who is now a man of the cloth, and a situation where she is no longer employed, or should I say, where she's no longer remunerated. A big difference. She will, of course, become an integral part of the church family here, and a huge welcome to you. I have met Gary and Dawn on several occasions, and the sun has always been shining, both physically and metaphorically. It has always been a delight to spend time in their company, socially and in the course of making preparations for today and for all the tomorrows. They have also met with a number of Greystonians, and each meeting confirms God's hand in the appointment of our new minister, as the feedback has all been good. Now to the Reverend Gary McDowell. First time anybody has said that. I am privileged. Something special happened that first day. It was decided by our session that I was to be part of the interviewing panel where the various applicants for our vacancy were put through their paces. It was daunting enough for us, but positively scary for them. Well, most of them. Gary may have been scared, but gave an air of confidence and control. He answered the questions with knowledge and certainty and seemed to actually enjoy the experience. He and I shared a rapport which augured well for the future and suggested strongly to me anyway that he was God's chosen minister for Greystones. The panel agreed, and here we are. I know that all our other guests here today will not mind me saying this, but Gary, you are the most welcome of our guests for obvious reasons. In the short time that we have known each other, there has been an ease of conversation, a willingness to overcome whatever needed to be overcome, and a lot of laughs. You're only a wet week out of theological training, and yet you bring with you a wealth of experience, an abundance of ability, and a smile. Your love of, for, and for Jesus and your willingness to be led by him are obvious, and we know and pray that your time in Greystones will be a blessing to us all, including yourself and Dawn. What more can I say but hello and welcome? And like all good parties, there's going to be a going home present. Now, unfortunately, there isn't one for everybody in the audience, but just a going, well, there's a really hello present, obviously, in this case, but Gary and Dawn, I have something for you both. Take that with me.
I have no idea what I'm going to say. That's always dangerous. But to those who are watching in the hall, I just want to say, don't eat all the buns. We'll be in very soon. Anyway, this, you know, as I got older, I've got to become a bit of a wuss, and I cry at the drop of a hat. And I could do that again if I didn't keep talking. Anyway, this has been a journey that we've been on, and it's been a wonderful journey. And so many people have been a part of that journey. I could name many, many, many people, because you don't get to be my age and not meet many, many, many people. But it's been a great journey. I suppose it really began at Knock Presbyterian, where we were. That was our home church. That's where Dawn and I met and fell in love and got married. And, yeah, I'm a big romantic, Brian. You can tell, can't you? Yeah. And it was from Knock that I went to Belfast Bible College, and they supported me through that for 3 years, 20 years ago. Gosh, doesn't time fly? And that was great. And then when I left college, I went to work in Ballyhenry Presbyterian as musical director for 3 years. Don't think there's anybody from Ballyhenry here, is there? Douglas Mark was going to come, but he wasn't able to. Great man, great man, great times. But then from there, I went to Ballygilbert and worked alongside Roy, and it was torture. For Roy. It was torture for... No, it wasn't. It was a ball. We had a ball, didn't we? We had a great time. And it was really from Ballygilbert that they sent me into this kind of next part of the journey of preparing for ministry. And that was great. Those 15 and a bit years from Ballygilbert and all our friends. Many of you who are here today, you know, thank you all for coming. Thank you for making the effort. I know it's a long way, but sure, it's worth it, isn't it? But thank you all for coming. You are our friends, you will always be our friends, even though we've moved on in different directions a little bit, and yet our paths keep crossing. Those were great times. And then latterly, been sent to Fisherwick, firstly under Derek McKelvey, and I was only there a short time when Derek decided to leave. I don't know what was going on there. I still think it's time to retire. I'm getting too old for all of this. And that was great. And then that vacancy, which was an interesting period to be there. And then when Michael came, Michael just smiles a lot too and doesn't flatter me at all. But the last year has been good, hasn't it, Michael? They've been great. And Fisherwick has become our home in so many ways, just like Ballygilbert had become our home whenever we moved there, and all our friends and family, because it has been a family, and all our friends from Fisherwick that are family everyone, all of you here today, and there's loads of you, which is great, coming down in that bus, young and old, some really old, and you all managed to make it. But thank you for coming. I don't know if you'll manage to come back again someday, but it'll be wonderful. But no, seriously, thank you all for coming, for making that effort. It is just it's just lovely to look down and see so many friendly, familiar, wonderful faces, and you are our friends. That has been our home. That has been the place where we have done so many wonderful things. That has just been really great. And then, I suppose, now this part of the journey as we come to Fishaway, come to Greystones. Now this next part of the journey as we come to Greystones. I didn't know where Greystones was in the map because my geography's always been pretty poor. But the first time we drove down here and we walked into this church and there was nobody here except Dawn and I and Chris, and the sun shone through those windows. Come on. And it was just a beautiful place to be. You might have to wait a long time. And a beautiful place to be, and we just felt it was the right place to be. It just had a lovely warmth, homeliness, welcome, and you could see yourself being here. And when I applied, and they sent me all the literature about Greystones, and I read it on a computer screen, I cried. Isn't that silly? But I did it just as I read the words that were written on the page, the way they were written. I could just feel the kind of people who were here, and I thought this would be a good place to be. And when I went for that interview, and I came out feeling buoyant because I felt it couldn't have gone any better than it did, I thought I didn't make a fool of myself. And that was great. And it all happened so quickly, you know, from an application on a Friday afternoon to a call at 4:30 on a Wednesday afternoon to say, we want you to come and preach at the church. It was just a whirlwind. I know for the church, it has been a long, long time. For us, it was just took our breath away. And yet we felt it was the right thing that was happening, the right place to come. And so it has proved to be when we came to do that service. And we met so many people on that day, so many lovely people who were warm and welcoming. And we thought, this is a great place to be. This is like our friends at Fisherwick. This is like our friends at Billy Gilbert. This is like people that we've known all our lives. And we really hope and pray that it will turn out to be that. I'm sure it will. People have been so warm and welcoming. You've made a home out of that manse that is just beyond all our expectations. Well, I was expecting a jacuzzi, but... but other than that... Well, there's maybe one or two other things. But other than that... it is so beautiful, and hopefully all the guys who are members of Greystones here will get an opportunity to come and have a look, because it really is beautiful. It feels like a home. As soon as we walked in the other day, and I walked into the kitchen, and Alan was there, and Dawn started to cry, and it's so beautiful, and it was so beautiful. Just crying again. Tears are good. We cry a lot, don't we? They're crying over there as well. But it just felt so good, and people like Brian have been, he's just great, always on the end of a telephone. People like Andy, I could mention a lot of people, but Andy came yesterday, I couldn't put up a bed. It was an IKEA bed, and I couldn't get the thing to fit. The sweat was rolling off me. Dawn says, why don't you phone Andy? I said, I'm not phoning Andy, I'll get the screw in, should it be the last thing I do? Sweat was lashing off me. She says, why don't you phone Andy? Why don't you? I'm not phoning Andy. Andy, would you be free to come? Andy laughed at me down the phone. People like Andy have been on the end of a telephone. People like Alan have also. He got the washing machine working yesterday. People like that. So many others getting things done and always there, always ready, always just turn up your doorstep. People who turned up with flowers and the neighbours in the area knocking on the door and said, hi, I live across the road. We have seen Presbyterian ministers come and go here. I said, we like it here, we're not going anywhere. And we do like it here. And in fact, I know we're going to love it here, and I'm looking forward to getting to know all of you well and serving well, and for God to see God do amazing things in this place. Because I don't know what he's going to do, and that's fine, but I feel that he is going to do something wonderful, something beyond our wildest dreams. I want to thank, I'm not sure if the words the commission, but people like David Bruce, who I spoke to in the early parts of the exploration of where we go to and what I do next, and that whole interview process, which is great. David, thank you. David and I go back a long way. We used to go to places where he preached and I sang when we were 18. Well, I was 18. He was 42. Only joking, David. Yeah. Yeah. And just thank you for everyone who's been a part of that process. It has been a joy, a real joy. And we don't know where it's going to end up, but that's fine. Tomorrow morning we're going to be thinking about that. If anyone's here today and you're a member of Greystones but don't come very often, come tomorrow morning. And if you're not a member of Greystones, come tomorrow morning. And even if you live in Timbuktu, why don't you stay and come tomorrow morning? I'd love to see you all, because it'll be lovely in that first service. I'm looking forward to it. There's going to be a baptism. I just feel it's going to be a lovely occasion. But this has been a lovely occasion. But thank you most of all to my family, who are the most precious of all. And I know, I'll keep strong. And to Dawn, who's a rock, and we are a team, and she's the most godly woman I know, and she keeps me right and tells me when it's time to pray and time to brush your teeth and things like that. And I need that. I need that. But she's great. And this has been a wonderful journey since we met in 1979 in Knock Presbyterian. It has been an immense journey to see how God brought us together and blessed us with three wonderful children. And so they are. And just want to say, we're really proud of all three of you. Just to look at you, you're so beautiful. And you've grown up so well, and you've got faith. And you use the gifts that God has given you. And Deborah, the song was fabulous. You're nearly as good as me. Better looking, but younger. Well, you've got quite a few things in me. And I want to thank my family in England, to Billy, my brother, who's here today, and my other brother, Ronald, who's in England, and their support, even though they've been at a distance. And as I've said, I'm going off to Bible college, which seemed like a crazy thing to do at the time. And this journey, in a way, can seem to be a crazy journey. But my two brothers, Billy and Ronald, and Margaret and Barbara, and the extended family have been ever supportive of me. And the fact that you're here today, Billy, is great. Thank you for making the effort. Adrian, thanks for bringing him. I know you had to tie him down to get him here, but never mind. I think that's all I've got to say. I've rambled on enough. But just to say thank you for being our friends. Thank you for being here. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your life, your lives through the years, and we will continue to be so. The family just continues to grow, and that's a good thing. A church is a family. It's not about religion. It's about a relationship. But brothers and sisters with a wonderful Heavenly Father who loves us and who's given everything for us. And we are his family. Let's make him proud in all that we do.